This is program number LW1785. Why in the world do I need a home? Hi, this is Larry West. That's what a young lady said once to a real estate agent, and I guess if you look at a home the way she looks at one, she had a point. She said, I was born in a hospital, educated in a college, courted in an automobile, and married in a church. I live out of restaurants and paper bags. I spend my mornings on the golf course, my afternoons at the bridge table, and my evenings at the movies. And when I die, the funeral will be held at the funeral home, and I'm going to be buried in a graveyard. So why do I need a home? All I need is a garage. Well, I guess if you look at it from her perspective, she had a point. I guess that the way more and more of us are so busy these days, you know, working and playing and running around, our houses are becoming more and more like our gasoline stations, you know, the self-serve kind. That is, we run home to grab a bite, to quickly change our clothes, or to get a few hours of sleep, and then we're off again. But as far as getting to know our family, as far as learning to reach out to each other, we don't have time. Or maybe I should say, we don't take time. We hardly even know each other at home. I understand that a famous and busy member of the English House of Lords a long time ago is said to have met his small son playing in Hyde Park in England. And he said to his own son, a child, I've seen you somewhere before. Yeah, if you'd go home a little more, fella, you'd see him quite a bit more. You know, that was the problem with the famous Thomas Carlyle. I don't know if you've heard his story or not, but his wife lay on her bed dying of a slow developing cancer, according to history. Thomas Carlyle didn't take time to come home much. He'd spend hours writing in his office. On the day of her funeral, Carlyle returned to her room and discovered her diary. And sitting by her bed, he opened it and began to read. It said, "He came to see me today. And it was wonderful." Across the page, he read, "I thought I heard his footsteps in the hall today, and that he was coming to see me. I love him so." At that moment, Carlyle threw the diary down and rushed to her grave in the rain. His friends found him crying, face down in the mud. The saddest words in English literature were written by Carlyle after that. They go this way. Oh, that I had you once more by my side, that I might tell you all. In his own diary, he wrote, oh, if I could see her once more to let her know that I always loved her. Then he said, she never did know it. You know, I am convinced that we need to take more time for each other. They say it really happened. A well-dressed couple came into a toy shop with their two children one day. "We want some toys that will make our children happy," the mother told the clerk. "My husband and I both work, and the children are alone a great deal." Well, the sales girl showed them a variety of games and toys, but the parents just couldn't seem to select anything. Finally, the mother said, "It seems to me that if you knew what we were really looking for, you could find it among all of these toys." The sales girl, though, apparently saw something that they didn't. She said, "You know, I think that what you're really looking for and what your children really want is a mother and a father. And we don't sell those here." Hey, Mom, Dad, toys were never designed to replace you. Take time. Reach out to your family. Care. The Bible says, subject yourselves one to another, and do it out of respect for Christ. That's the best advice anybody has ever given, and it came right out of the Bible. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I'm making a special push this week to get a pamphlet I've written out. It's yours free. I'd really like to send it to you. It's called Our Families Are Under Attack. Write for it. Our Families Are Under Attack. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.